Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to give God the glory today, all the honor and all the praise. Father God, amen. Praise God. As we go into scripture reading, amen, and then into prayer, praise God, we just want to worship you even more. Praise God. I'm led by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. And not by the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I Shabbat, God. And I praise and bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God praise. Amen. Our scripture reading, amen, is coming out of the book of Psalms. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I love Psalms. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to start at the 73rd chapter, amen, praise God, of Psalms. And the Bible says, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as of are a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their debt, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasses them about as chains, violence covers them as garments. Their eyes stand out with, amen, praise God, fatness. They have more than hearts could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppressions. They speak loftily. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongues walk it through the earth. Therefore his people return hitherto, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how do God know it? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And washed my hand in innocency. Praise God. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened, even every morning. Praise God. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generations of thy children. When I thought to know this, my God, thank you, Jesus, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. When we go into the sanctuary of God, hallelujah, God will begin to move and give us clarity and understanding, amen, about the enemy, amen, and about the wrongdoings, amen, of the world. Father God, we just want to thank you right now. We pray your boshata. We praise your Lord God and bless your holy name because you're so holy. We thank you for this day because this is the day that the Lord, amen, has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we thank you for, Lord God, the move of the Spirit. I'm asking that you would have your way. Sanctify this place even the more. And Father God, you get the glory out of the service. Come on in, Holy Ghost, and have your way in the service. Amen. For God, we cannot do anything without you. We magnify you, we glorify you, we shabbat you. Now we bind up Satan in the name of Jesus from away from around this sanctuary and away from around your will, God. And we ask that your will be done in this sanctuary because this is a house of prayer. So we ask you, Lord God, those that are going through this morning, those that are bereaved, those that don't have hope, you made us, amen, praise God, where we can understand, amen, in the sanctuary and in the word of God, that there is hope for even those, Lord God, that don't understand and don't believe, God. You gave them hope, Lord God, when their eyes and their ears were open to your word. You made a non-believer out of believers, amen, because of Jesus Christ and his blood. So I'm asking you to move by your spirit today. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Bless Israel, our God, and America and all around the world. Let them know, God, that you're able. You are able. You are able, my Father God, to do everything but fail. And we want to thank you, Lord God, for the services today. Those, amen, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that came out to hear the word. And those, Lord God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that were not able to come, God. We thank you for the angels that's encamped around this sanctuary, Lord God, because, Lord God, I've seen you this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, dispersing angels, Lord God, all around. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So the enemy is a defeated foe in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God. We praise you, God. We shabbat you, God. We thank you for the word, God. We thank you for Jesus Christ and his blood. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Have your way in this service today, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. I'm so excited. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about the word, saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And without any further ado, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to praise him. Hallelujah. Without any, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any hindrance. Amen. Praise God. I want to give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It ain't no harm to keep your mind stay on Jesus. Oh, it ain't no harm to keep your mind stay on Jesus. Oh, it ain't no harm to keep your mind stay on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You know, God is good, saints, praise God. I got a word in season, praise God, amen, thank you, Jesus. And you know, various, amen, teachings of the 10 virgins, amen, have been given, amen, in the ministry as the pastors go forth to teach the word. Amen, praise God. But amen, praise God. You know, God is so good. Amen, praise God. And the word is so powerful. Amen, praise God. And we need to adhere to the will of God. Amen, and what's being said. Amen. Jesus, amen, literally, amen, has taught us that we're living in the last days. Amen, and he's soon to come. Amen, and he's the bridegroom coming to get his bride. But how many of you have made yourselves ready, praise God? How many of you, praise God, have stepped out, amen, and believe the word of God and believe that Jesus, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, is telling the truth, amen, and he wants us to know that there is a shaking, amen, an awakening and a reckoning, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, to be known, amen, in the earth realm because of the things that's getting ready to come, amen, upon us, amen. And, you know, if we study the word, won't nothing come up on us, amen, praise God, suddenly, amen, are unaware, praise God, because the word has told us the truth. Jesus said, above my name is my word, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And God said, before one jot or one tittle fall, his word is going to stand forever, amen, praise God, praise God. And so we need to understand that the word is working it out for our good. But what are we doing with the word? Amen. Some of us, we get our Bibles. Come on now. And we sit down. Amen. Praise God. Read a verse. Amen. Put it down and never pick it up again. Never understanding. Gabriel Shaka. What was in that scripture? What was in that verse? Amen. And what was done? Amen. Praise God. To bring those verses. Amen. To pass, praise God. So we, amen, we make void the word of God because we don't, amen, it becomes none effect because we don't literally sit down and adhere to what God is saying. But the Bible let us know that there were 10 virgins, amen, and it's coming out of the book of Matthew chapter, praise God, 20, amen, praise God, 25, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory this morning. Praise God. Amen. And then the Bible let us know after Jesus had literally spoken, amen, about Matthew 24 concerning the coming of the Antichrist and the false prophets that will come, amen, and the rumors of wars, amen, not leaving out the fact that the famine, amen, will come and the earthquakes will come upon the earth, amen, thus bringing on the many sorrows that will follow, amen, praise God, amen. This is in existence today. We hear about earthquakes in diverse places, places that we never heard of before. Now we are in a recession, amen, praise God, in the United States and all around. It's a global recession, amen, praise God, and people can't take care of themselves. There's a job loss, amen, praise God, amen. Unemployment don't want to pay you but X amount of dollars, and then they'll cut you off, amen, praise God. And then all of these false prophets that are going around teaching not the truth but a lie. Amen, praise God. So there's a lot of stuff going on, amen, and we have missed out, amen, praise God, and we have not made preparations, amen, in order to meet our bridegroom, praise God. For the Bible said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And went forth to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. What Jesus was saying at the beginning, at the onset of this chapter, amen, praise God, he said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. Amen. And the reason why he said that was because of the statement that he had made in Matthew 24, praise God. And let's go to that. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. For the Bible said Jesus had spoken, amen, and told about the end times. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And one of the things that had happened, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He had told them exactly what was going to happen, amen, to bring forth the coming of the bridegroom. So we're looking for the bridegroom to come, amen, praise God, after all the tribulations, after all the suffering and all the persecution that we've gone through, amen, praise God. Those that have made themselves ready, amen, will receive him. But there's a certain, amen, due order, praise God, like I had preached not too long ago, that the church has to abide by, amen, in order to get to the bridegroom. You just don't go into, amen, a wedding without an invitation, amen. There are a lot of people that do it, amen, for their own gain and for their own lust, amen, praise God, or whatever they want to do. But most invitations are sent out, and God is sending out an invitation today, amen, to come, amen, and get yourself ready, amen, to meet the bridegroom, praise God. So he tells us, amen, in chapter 24, Jesus had went out and departed from the temple. He had been in the temple teaching, amen, praise God, the word of God. And his disciples came to him, amen, to show him the building and the temple, amen, praise God, amen, thank you, Jesus. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things, amen, praise God. And then he said, verily I say to you, amen, praise God, there shall not be left hear one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him properly, saying, after he left the temple, he went to the Mount of Olives, amen, and he would often go there, amen, to meet with Father God. He would often go there to pray, amen, praise God. And then the Bible said, tell us what shall these things be, amen. They wanted to know, you were in the temple teaching, amen, praise God, and you were in the temple telling, amen, the generation, amen, what's getting ready to come, amen, thank you, Jesus, and how the Jews literally had, amen, killed out every prophet, amen, and almost, and amen, the prophet, that should not be a prophet that would die out of Jerusalem, because the prophet was the one that gave the truth, amen, praise God. So you need to hear a word from the prophet. So Jesus, amen, is our, amen, high prophet, amen, praise God. He's the greatest prophet that ever lived, praise God. He's the only prophet, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that died and went forth, amen, into heaven first, amen, praise God, for he is our King of kings and Lord of lords. So he was telling them what would come and how we have abused, amen, praise God, hallelujah, the will of God in the earth realm, amen, thank you, Jesus, and our minds, amen, became enemies of God, praise God, by doing all kind of wicked stuff that Satan had appointed for us to do. So, amen, he began to tell the disciples, amen, praise God, that what would happen at the end of the world, at the end time, and how we must make ourselves ready, amen, in chapter 25, to get, amen, thank you, Jesus, in position to meet the bridegroom, praise God. Amen, praise God. And then Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen, praise God. There are many false prophets going around. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Many pastors and teachers and evangelists have taken the position to lead God's people. Amen, but their leadership is up under a satanic, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, realm, amen, a domain, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I had years ago, amen, praise God, a woman to tell me, we need to go to this church, and this church is doing this here stuff, and they doing all of this kind of stuff in the church, and you need to go there and sit up under that and listen to that and blah, blah, this. And then come to find out, amen, after I told her no, amen, come to find out that these people had been involved in some kind of satanic rituals and witchcraft and stuff like that. So it's careful that we, amen, guard our spirits, because we don't know until the Lord God reveal it to us by our discernment what's going on, amen, praise God, in the world. So we avoid the false prophets and the false teachers. Amen, praise God. So by avoiding them, amen, praise God, then we are truly, amen, kept, amen, upon the God's, amen, covering, amen, praise God. And then, amen, Jesus went on to tell the people about how people are going to be persecuted, placed in prison, amen, and just literally being killed, amen, just because a person can kill another person. This is one of the things that are going on in the world today. Amen, praise God, amen. People are walking up to you, killing you because of they want to, how they feel. Oh, I felt like it. This is what I felt like doing, and you can't do nothing about it. And killing people. Over in Chicago not too long ago, a few months back, amen, they killed two black men, praise God. Then turned around, amen, and pulled their clothes off, amen, and exposed them as naked. Amen, praise God. I had one of my friend apostles to tell me, said when they do that, amen, to a black man, amen, or any person, what they have done is they have sexually abused those people before they killed them, and then literally turned back around, amen, praise God, and thank you, Jesus, that killed them, amen, in order to show that they are the leaders, they are the rulers, amen, and it possibly could have stemmed from drugs. So, amen, praise God, people are killing you, amen, and they are heartless about it. They're merciless about it. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So the Bible, amen, literally was saying, praise God, in Matthew 24. Then he went on to speak about the nations hating people. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for his name's sake. We as Christians now are being persecuted by the Muslims. They don't want, amen, Christianity to be heard of, amen, because it's offensive to them and their God. Amen. So they are wanting the various people, amen, that head up office, amen, to enact laws that will stop, amen, Christian people from speaking out, from prayer, amen, amen, praise God, and from doing various things because it becomes an offense to them, amen, and that's all over the world. So, amen, praise God. Jesus told us we're going to be persecuted, didn't he? He told us, amen, that we're going to suffer, amen, didn't he? He told us we had to bear our cross, didn't we? He told us that we are all like sheep, amen, thank you, Jesus, that are being led to the slaughter, amen. That means we are going to be led, amen, praise God. And if you look at a sheep cannot speak anything like humans, amen. So we know that sheep don't talk, amen, but at the same time, that sheep will never say anything, amen, all the way up to his death. That's the way Jesus was. He never thought and he never imagined anything, but he cast down those strongholds that were in the mind and began to go on, amen, praise God, and do the will of the Father. Amen, praise God. So we know we're going to be persecuted because Jesus was persecuted. He said they're going to cast you out, they're going to stone you, they're going to, amen, you're going to have to go from city to city, and I'm paraphrasing it, in order to meet the needs and do the will of the Father, but yet and still you will stand in him because he stands in you. Praise God. And then Jesus said, I cannot do anything but what I see my Father do. And not only that, but he cannot do anything. He cannot, could not preach anything but except what the Father had spoken out of his mouth. Amen. Praise God. So even today as I speak, I'm not speaking on my own, amen, praise God, thoughts, but I'm speaking on the words, amen, that God has revealed to me, amen, in my secret, amen, to be literally spoken in the open, praise God, so that the word could go forth and we can get a clarity of the word. So he spoke, amen, about Matthew 24, amen, amen, praise God. And then when you get to Matthew 25, amen, he's speaking, amen, and telling, amen, them, amen, about the kingdom of God. But he also said this is what occurred and will occur before, amen, praise God, the kingdom of heaven come, amen, praise God, and the bridegroom come to meet the bride. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So he continues on to mention about the false prophets and iniquity abounding. Iniquity is sin, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye. Amen. And this is one of Satan's biggest killers, saints. Amen. He hits the pastors, the teachers, and evangelists, amen, with lust demons. Amen. Praise God. And it's first orchestrated in the spirit realm. It's first given to them in the spirit realm. And then the manifestation is seen in the natural realm. That's why you see so many pastors, amen, you hear about them, that man has fallen or that woman has fallen because of lesbianism and homosexuality or adultery or fornication. Amen. You get the biggest homongers in the church, the biggest homongers that are in leadership position, the biggest homongers that are out there doing everything. But those are the ones that, amen, praise God, think they're going to meet God, amen, in their mess, in their sins. They can all preach it, know the scriptures, amen, praise God, but they're walking around like dead men's bones, amen. So the Bible, amen, literally tells us, amen, that the wages of sin is death. So Jesus was telling us about the sins, amen, abounding much, amen. If you look at the world, amen, all over is nothing but sin. We have a generation of children that's coming up that has been lost because of sin. Drugs has taken over, amen, and this is all a part of Satan's plot and his scheme, amen, praise God, in order to try to overthrow God. But I'm going to tell you, God is sovereign, and you cannot overthrow him. He is God, amen, and when he speaks, everything got to fall into place. Amen. Praise God. So the word will go forth. The strength of God will go forth. Amen. And the enemy, amen, cannot stand, amen, because of who God is. Amen. Praise God. There ain't but one God, one faith, and one baptism. Praise God. So the Bible, amen, Jesus was literally telling them what would happen, amen, before the bridegroom came. Amen. Praise God. And he also spake about the abomination that will make and amen, and a bleak, amen, a world, amen, praise God, the abomination that make it desolate. It would be a bleak world for us, amen. Thank you, Jesus, and those that will be here on earth when that abomination come, and that abomination that make desolate is the Antichrist, amen, and would bring more hardships upon the people, amen, and literally take away their means of support, amen, praise God, amen, for his own gain. And I've spoken about the Antichrist and what he does. He's not interested per se in marriage, amen. And then I spoke just a while ago about homosexuality. He's going to bring in, and Satan is helping him right now, bring in more homosexuality after a while. He's not going to approve of marriages anymore as far as a man and woman, amen, but homosexuals, amen, will literally be the ones that will be leading force, amen, in the world, amen, as far as the Muslim religion, amen, praise God. And so one of the things that's going to happen, amen, praise God, amen, the only way, reason why a man and a woman is going to be given permission to get together is to birth a child so that it can be used, amen, for all kind of perversion, all kind of sexual immoral acts, praise God. But Jesus spoke of these things because he said, now there is an end to a lot of things that's getting ready to come, because the world, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, will soon end, praise God. A lot of people don't understand that this earth is going to pass away. A lot of people say he's going to renew it. Yeah, he's going to renew it, praise God, amen, in the essence of him being in it, praise God, for that 1,000 years, if you want to call that renewing. But praise God, amen, this earth is going to be burned with fire, because Jesus, amen, is coming down as a bridegroom decked to meet his bride, amen, praise God. There is a new Jerusalem, there is a new heaven, and there is a new earth, amen, praise God, and you cannot take that away, praise God. So what God said in his word surely will come to pass, amen, and it speaks about that abomination, amen, about that Antichrist, amen, and how he make hardship for the people. At first, the people are going to think that he's going to do them good through deception. Yes, he know the word, because, amen, in the end times, the Bible is going to be taken away, and people are going to have to go underground like they did long time ago, amen, in order to preach the word, praise God. And a lot of people are not going to have the Bible to preach it, but they're going to preach it by memory. That's one thing that God said, that word, if I hear it in my heart, that I might not sin against God. We need to meditate upon the word and keep the word before us, amen, because when trouble comes, you got the word already written in your heart. Amen, praise God, and you can remember, yeah, God delivered me out of that, and yeah, God did this here, and God said that would happen, praise God, amen, praise God. So during this time, he is saying trouble has started, amen, praise God. It's in the earth realm now. It started with Adam and Eve, amen, praise God. It started, amen, praise God, amen, when Noah, amen, was told to build an ark, praise God. It went on, praise God, when Father Abraham, amen, praise God, and Sarah got together, amen, praise God, and moved, amen, in the direction of out of obedience to God. But Sarah made the mistake, amen, when she had Hagar to marry Abraham and birth forth, amen, Ishmael, amen, praise God. Now you got, amen, kinfolks fighting against kinfolks, amen, praise God, amen, because, amen, again, if you don't do what God say do, amen, and you step out trying to make a thing happen in your life, and don't wait on the time appointed, well, then the enemy will come in, amen, and bring in a perversion. Amen, praise God. So Ishmael was the firstborn, but he was not the firstborn of the seed of the promise. Amen. Isaac was, praise God. And so, amen, because of this, amen, trouble, amen, has been in the world for quite some time now. And praise God, I give God the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so we as the body of Christ need to understand, have you made yourself ready? There are five that were wise and five that were foolish. Amen. And Jesus, amen, said, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. During this time, he said, he's literally saying, amen, that the trouble, amen, has started, amen, and for Israel, amen, when the end time, amen, really, amen, get up to that date, that appointed date, that appointed time, amen, praise God, it's going to be so bad, amen, all over the world. But he was speaking to Israel itself, to Jerusalem, amen, praise God, and the Gentiles, amen. Hallelujah, that accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. He was saying trouble has started, amen. And what one of the things that the Israelites need to do is flee to Judea, amen, praise God, and to the mountain for safety, because trouble has come for, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, upon the nation, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Israel is going to go through so much persecution because of Ishmael, amen, and his kinfolk, amen, and his lineage, praise God, the Muslim, amen, praise God, and they're going to fight against, amen, praise God, Israel, and God said a safe place, if you hear me, amen, praise God, over in Jerusalem today, the safe place, amen, praise God, is going to be Judea, praise God, amen, in the mountains of Judea, amen, praise God, so you need to make preparations, Israel, you need to make preparations, Jerusalem, amen, praise God, you need to make preparations, amen, the Jewish nation, amen, to start searching, amen, in Judea, amen, for a place of sanction, for a place of hope, amen, for a place of safety, amen, because the Bible said, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, oh my God, I want to give God the glory today, amen, praise God, he's the answer to everything, amen, that we will ever need, understand concerning what's going to be in the earth realm. Amen. Praise God. So I'm telling you, amen, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. When the Bible, amen, praise God, had really spoken about, amen, that after that there shall be, amen, the abomination that make it desolate, amen, and Daniel spoke about it, amen, praise God, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, standing in the holy place, that's in Jerusalem, there will be two temples built, but one temple will be, hallelujah, as the Jewish nation think it's going to be for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, amen, won't dwell in that temple because, amen, the Bible say he won't dwell in the unclean temple, amen, but the Antichrist would take that position, amen, to try to rule and reign over the world. And Daniel the prophet spoke about, amen, the holy place, amen, thank you, Jesus. And then the Bible say, amen, hallelujah, shana Messiah, as I repeat it again, in verse 16 of chapter 24, he said, then let them which are be in Judea flee unto the mountains. I'm telling you again, over in Jerusalem, and those that are hearing this message today, your sanction and your safety is going to be in the mountains of Judea. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let him that, amen, thank you, Jesus, that is in his house, amen, top, amen, thank you, Jesus, come down to take anything out of it, amen, thank you, Jesus, out of his house, amen, neither let him which is in the fields return back to take his clothes, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, during this perilous times, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you cannot go back to where you was, you cannot go back to where you resided, but make sure that you flee to the mountains of Jerusalem, hallelujah, what Judea is, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, the mountain of Judea, amen, praise God, because God has made a place of sanction now, saints, God has made a place of sanction now, Jewish nation, you need to hear what I'm saying, praise God, praise God, God has given the prophet a word, and the prophet is speaking word today. Your sanction is going to be in the mountains of Judea. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is going to lead all the way up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As we go on, praise God, and the world begin to suffer more and more, and this Antichrist come into scene. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I bless God. Hallelujah. There ain't no other place, amen, where it will be able to flee but in the mountain of Judea for their safety. Praise God. For God has made a way, amen, for them in that place. And then the Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. As Jesus went on to say, amen, for the coming of the bridegroom. These tribulation periods, amen, will be so great until the people will, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Ask somebody to kill them, just like King Saul did. When trouble came his way and he was no longer accepted by God, one of the things that he did, he asked, amen, his armor bearer to fall upon him. People going to ask to kill them, hallelujah, because they're tired of the suffering. And then he spake about the fig tree and its productivity. For you know the coming of Jesus Christ is soon. Hallelujah. And he was given a parable in that essence. And the fig tree will produce tender trees, tender branches and leaves will be seen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the fruit will come forth. And then you'll know it's summer because, amen, the fruits, amen, are produced in the summertime. He was reminding them, amen, of the time to come, that it's end time. It's harvest time. It's time for us to be reckoned back to God. Amen. The heaven and earth will pass away, he said, but his word will remain and accomplish what he has spoken. Amen. And then he said, there shall be two working in the fields together. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And one going to be taken and the other left. Hallelujah. I'm going to destroy you, Satan. And there shall be two women pairing the corn, amen, or wheat or whatever. They will be grinding at the mills. And one will be taken and the other left. And then he tells us to watch and look at every event that's coming in the earth realm today. Earthquakes in diverse places, wars and rumors of wars. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And problems all over the world. A famine in the land over here. My God, my God, my God. The tsunamis and all the various, amen, various entities that has, amen, have been because of world issues, amen, and that have happened to the earth. But Jesus was letting them know, amen, he was soon to come. So he leaves the teaching of the word, amen. He had began to speak, and, amen, concerning, amen, Matthew 24, amen, and what's getting ready to take place. And then he go on to the teaching of the kingdom of heaven. How many know that God, amen, is sovereign, and there is the kingdom of heaven above us. Amen. Praise be the name of God. And he was saying, amen, praise God, in that region where heaven is, the bridegroom is making himself ready. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And he's already made himself ready. Amen, praise God. But the brides, amen, praise God, they have been making themselves ready. Amen, thank you, Jesus. And it was literally compared to the 10 virgins, what God was speaking about at that time, who take their lamps, amen, and went forth, amen, from the chambers, amen, in order to gather, amen, with the bridegroom before the marriage. Don't you know, saints, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, before the bridegroom come, the bride have to make herself ready. And back over in Israel time, one of the things that happened, I give God the glory, amen, and that was a law. Praise God back then, that the dowry was set by the man that marries the woman. God has a dowry set, amen, for his son Jesus that will be, amen, and amen, married to us. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And so the preparation has already been set, but we have not made ourselves ready. We're so busy trying to hang out with the Joneses. We're so busy trying to have sex with our marriage. and thanking God, gonna, amen, let it pass. We so busy doing our own thing, amen, but God said that a woman that liveth in pleasure is dead while she yet live. We so busy not giving God the glory, but want to glorify Satan with our tight jeans and our Louis Vuitton and our all those other names that, amen, they wearing. You're wearing a man's, amen, name, amen, and that man can't get you to heaven. Those jeans gonna eventually dry rot. Those purses, amen, those Gucci purses gonna eventually dry rot. Amen, and they have no validity behind them. But God says, seek ye first the kingdom of, amen, heaven, and all these things will be added unto you. But you so busy trying to do your own thing, riding around with your Lexus, your Mercedes Benz, and your Dunas, and thank you all that, and a bag of chips. But you have not shanam, say you have nothing in you but dead man bone. So I stop out here to tell you today that God is on the throne, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But you, as the bride of Christ, got to make yourself ready. So he goes on to say, five were wise and five were foolish. Praise God. And the five who were wise took, and that all in their lamps. And that all represent the Holy Spirit. Don't you know there is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there are three, amen, bear record, amen, and they witness, amen, for each other. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit has the anointing that destroys the yoke. And Jesus said, hallelujah, come on, Holy Ghost. In John, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we look at it, John 14, come on, Holy Ghost. I give God the glory today. Amen. Praise God. Have you made yourself already virgins? Have you made yourself a virgin? Amen. And come out of your sin and mess. Have you stopped shacking with John? Amen. And Mary. Have you stopped doing things that are not right? Have you stopped? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Fornicating? Amen. And committing adultery? Have you cleaned up the flesh as well as the spirit? For the Bible said, when Jesus said, amen, that praise God concerning the kingdom of God, amen, praise God, and then concerning the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to tell you what he said, starting at John 14, verse 1, hallelujah, he said, let not your heart be troubled. These are troubling times, and it's time for you to believe in God, and believe also in Jesus Christ, as he spoke in the scriptures, in my Father's house are many mansions. We are so busy trying to make mansions on an earth that's getting ready to be dissolved, that's getting ready to fold up like a scroll, that's getting ready to burn up with fire. But the Bible said, he can't even show you, if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go away to prepare a place for you, and if I go away to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that ye may be also. And I give God the glory today. And where I go, ye know. And the way, ye know. And Jesus was saying, because of me, you have a surety to find the way. Because of we, and believing in my word, amen, that will take you straight, amen, into heaven. That will take you before the bridegroom. And Thomas was saying unto him, Lord, know not whether thou goest, and how can we know? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto me. Thank you, Jesus, coming unto the Father, but by me. And if you had known me, you should have known the Father also. When you know Jesus, you're looking at the Father. When you know Jesus, you're looking at the Father. When you know the Father, you're looking at Jesus Christ. And then Philip said unto him, Lord, show the Father, and it suffices us. He wanted to see the Father in Jesus Christ. And Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long with thee? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Have I been with you such a long time and you don't know who you've been walking with? You don't know who you've been fellowshipping with. You don't know who you've been, amen, suffering with. You don't know, amen, who you've been praying with. He said, me and my Father one. As you see the Father, hallelujah, you see me. So Jesus, amen, went on to say, and yet hast thou not known me. We know Jesus by the Father. We know the Father by, amen, Jesus Christ. We know the Word, praise God, by Jesus Christ and the Father. We know the Holy Ghost by Jesus Christ and the Father. They all three, amen, are one. They all three agree and one. And then the Bible say, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. If you see Jesus, you're looking at the Father. If you see the Father, which no man has seen at any time, then you can say Jesus looked just like his Father because they are one. Hallelujah. There is no discrepancy there. There is no division there. There is no schism there because they are all one. And then the Bible says, how sayest thou then? And amen. Thank you, Jesus. And show us the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Believing not, God, that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The word that I speak, amen, unto you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I speak not of myself. Amen. But the Father that dwelleth in me doeth the work. You see, we need to let one, amen, that is sovereign do the work on the inside of us. We're so busy worried about what if and why and how am I going to do it and what is this here? And God's Son said, the Father doeth the work. As I stand before you today, I'm not doing anything but yielding my members. And the Father is doing the work, amen. Me. And then the Bible said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Amen. Praise God. And what he was saying, I did miracles, and you've seen me do them. But you also know that I could not do these things without the Father. Amen. And I cannot only do these things, hallelujah, except the Father sent me to do them. And I can do these things what I see the Father tell me to do. And having you see me pray, amen, for instructions. And then the Bible said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works than these shall ye do. Amen. Praise God. Because I go unto the Father. Now, Jesus has given us permission and set us on assignment that we, amen, are to do the great works. So walk in your faith, for faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things are not seen. Because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever you ask me, amen, in my name, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. You see, God got to get the glory out of our works. And as we walk forth, amen, praise the name of Jesus Christ. We need to understand that there are five wise and five foolish virgins. And I'm getting to the point, amen, if you shall ask anything in my name that I will do. Amen. If you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. And I will pray the Father. This is the point that I'm trying to show you today. You're going to need the Holy Ghost. You're going to need the Holy Ghost. He, amen, is the last entity, the last divine connection to God in the earth realm. And if without the Comforter, you won't be able to make it. And without being, amen, praise God, with the Comforter, when you meet the bridegroom, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, he's going to tell you to depart from him, hallelujah, because you have on strange apparel. Not only Holy Spirit dwells on the inside, but he clothes you, amen, on the inside and outside, so that the manifest the glory of God can be seen in you by way of the Holy Ghost. He is the Comforter, amen, that will abide with you forever, amen, even the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said he would not leave us comfortless. The comforter will guide and teach us into all truth. And so it gets back down to the virgins. They were five wise and five foolish. Amen. Praise God. And this is what the scriptures say. As I go back to, amen, Matthew chapter 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins and went forth to meet, amen, which took their oars, amen, literally took their lamps, praise God, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And five of them were wise and five were foolish. What are you today? Are you with the foolish ones? Amen. Praise God. Then take note. All. Don't you know you're going to have the Holy Spirit and a double portion, amen, of his anointing in order to stand. And the double portion literally means, praise God, a mirrored image of God. You see, we should be a mirrored image of God. Hallelujah. Just like Elijah and Elijah was asking. Amen. Praise God. When he asked him for the mantle, he was asking him to give me a double portion, a mirrored image of who you are, because you are the mirrored image of God. And with the double portion, and praise God, I'll be able to do more miracles. Like Jesus said, amen, praise God, we will even do more than him for those that believe. Well, I made myself a believer today that whatever God's son Jesus did, I can do greater works. So I stepped into my ministry, and I stepped into the place to do the will of God without any division or any doubt. So the virgins, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Five were wise and five were foolish. But this is the key component right here. But the wise took all in their lamps with them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. With them, amen, with their lamps, amen. And then one of the things that happened, while the bridegroom tarried, don't you know Jesus is tarrying? The Bible said God is long-suffering. Remember I said Jesus and God are one, and the Holy Spirit and all of them are walking in agreement. They're all one on the inside, walking in agreement for our good and our deliverance, because there's an adversary out there, and he's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus spoke about it in Matthew 24. And it will surely come to pass. The Bible said the bridegroom tarried, that he's waiting on us to get ready. He's waiting on us to make the right decisions. He's waiting on us to commit ourselves to God, to turn away from our wicked ways, to stop shacking and homemonging and lying and stealing, to come in as a pure virgin, to come in as holiness, for holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And then the Bible said he tarried waiting, amen, long-suffering, waiting for the perfect fruit to come forth. Amen. Praise God. All ready to meet the bride. And they all slumbered and slept while the bridegroom is tarrying. We shouldn't be so much busy trying to sleep because, amen, praise God, while you sleeping, the enemy is at work trying to destroy your children, trying to destroy your home, trying to destroy your husband, trying to destroy your jobs. But you should be, amen, praise God, where at that time, amen, you should be praying, putting more oil into your lamps. Then the Bible said at midnight, they cried, amen, and they most shied, Messiah. Amen, praise God, that was a cry made. Amen, behold the bridegroom cometh, and go out to meet his bride. Amen, Shana, Messiah. God gonna say one day, I have tarried enough, and I've made my decisions, and I'm going out, amen, praise God, to get my bride, because she, amen, has made her herself ready. She has suffered enough. She has gone through much. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And she has accepted the Holy Spirit. So the Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The bridegroom, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He said, I'm tired enough, and I'm getting ready to come to get my people. I've been long-suffering. I've been forgiven. I've been here. I'm going to shine. I'm going to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I've been, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Where, amen, I have established truth and sovereignty in the earth realm. Amen, praise God. But I got to get my bride because she's in the midst of the enemy. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And it's time for her, amen, to come into me. And I come into her because I am the husband. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And then the Bible said, at midnight, somebody got a midnight today. Somebody's been waiting on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The will of God, amen, to come in their life. Suffering much, been gone through, amen, praise God. And at midnight, praise God, there was a cry made, amen. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, amen, and go out to meet, amen, amen, thank you, Jesus. You go out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. I'm from the old school, and back in the olden days, my grandmother, amen, used to burn all lamps. And one of the things that she did, she would literally trim that wick, because if you didn't trim that wick, the wick would burn, and it would send up a smoke, and it would make the glow, amen, where you couldn't see a perfect light. We are in a dark world. That darkness of that smoke, amen, in that glow represented the dark world, and the dark world is trying to snuff out the light of God. But I'm telling you, he won't be able to do it. Because greater heat is on the inside of us than heat is in the world. And then one of the things, amen, praise God, that happened after you trimmed the lamps, amen, and the foolish said unto them, amen, the wise give us of your oil. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The foolish didn't know. Amen, praise God. Because Jesus tarried, we don't know the day nor the hour, but we going to need the Holy Ghost to instruct us. Those five wise kept the Holy Spirit going in their lives through obedience and keeping the commandments of God. Hallelujah. And one of the things that happened was, amen, they begin to ask, amen, the foolish ones begin to ask for all for their lamps. Amen, praise God. Don't you know, saints, that I've got enough oil to keep me running? Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I've got enough Holy God, enough Holy Spirit to keep me going. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You're going to have to get your own Holy Spirit because God has given us a measure of faith and a measure, amen, man, of everything for turning to him and his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And you're going to have the Holy Spirit of your own giving. Amen. From your own getting from God. And the Bible said, the wise answered and said, not so, lest there be not enough for us. Amen. Amen. And you. You see, the bride understood that in order to meet the bridegroom, they had to travel at a distance. Amen. What are you doing today in order to meet God? Jesus said, you know the way, amen, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. But you're going to have to travel at a distance, praise God. And you're going to go through various things. The pathway ain't easy, even though it's narrow. Oh, my God, my God. But if you stay on the pathway of life, you will make it. And as you travel to meet the bridegroom that has made a diary for you, amen, praise God. You're going to have to travel and get to the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. That's the distance where God is. You're going to have to get to God by way of the Holy Ghost. That's the last entity. The Holy Ghost is working it out. Amen. And you're going to have to follow his authority and leading. You're going to have to stay with him because he's the one that sets the captives free. That's why Jesus just said, I give you the comforter. The comforter is the worker. He works on you to establish you and keep you clean and make you ready for the bride. He shows you how to walk as a bride. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get you ready for the bridegroom. But he shows you how to walk as a man, a bride. He shows you how to act holy as a bride. He shows you how to live holy as a bride. He shows you how to put down all manner of sin as a bride, a man's supposed to do. He shows you how to be adorned as a bride. So the Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that covering, that clothes, amen, that double portion, that mirror image, amen, is the Holy Ghost. It's just like God, amen, rising up and resonating in our souls and spirits. We are just like God, amen, that is, amen, and is to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're just like God, keeping, amen, the will of God in the earth realm. For the Bible said, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. You gonna be too late if you get off the beaten path. Way. There are too many dogs out there. There are too many demons out there that's coming, amen, after you to kill, steal, and destroy. You got to stay on the pathway to holiness and righteousness and truth. And then the Bible says, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. My God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. They met up together as one. Amen. They began to fellowship and talk about their marriage. And they were ready, amen, and went into him for marriage. The only way that you're going to make it, amen, is the by way of the Holy Spirit. That's the last entity. The Holy Spirit will guide and teach you to all truth. He'll keep you sanctified and holy. He'll protect you from the enemy. He'll fight your battles. He'll go and pray to Jesus, and Jesus will intercede for you, amen, and Jesus, amen, will give the word to the Father, and then the Father will return back to Jesus, give the word to Jesus, and then Jesus will turn back and give the word to the Holy Spirit. You got to have that anointing, that double portion, that a mirrored image, that not only destroys the yoke, but also has the way to work miracles. When the enemy come in and touch you with afflictions, you're supposed to be able to speak to your own body and heal your body, but we so busy trying to find doctors, and doctors ain't saved nobody. Salvation is in one name, and his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then the Bible said, thank you, Jesus. Those that were foolish, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, didn't understand that there's a day appointed when Jesus gonna come, get his bride. And one thing a husband and wife do, and I want to thank Jesus today, once a man get with a woman, he gonna close the door. He don't want no interference. He gonna go in and make love to that wife. And he gonna go in and sweet talk her, but everybody around that was at the wedding supper, everyone that was at the wedding, and that wasn't, amen, praise God, hallelujah, hard thing, but they won't be able to come into the secret chambers. God is getting ready to hide us behind the shadows of his wings and to hide us in the secret chambers where there are no thieves and there are no thieves. And there are no dogs, and there are no sorcery, and there's no witchcraft, and there's no whoremongering, and there's no warlocks, and there's no divination, and there's no sorcery there. He's getting ready to bring us out, amen, so that we can go in, amen, and be with Jesus forevermore. Amen, thank you, Jesus. And then after that, the five foolish, amen, came also unto, amen, praise God, the Lord God Almighty, amen. And begin to knock on the door and say, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. He going to tell them, you didn't have the Holy Spirit. And when you had him, you put him down to sin. And then he going to tell them one of the things that went on. You didn't keep my Holy Spirit. You rejected him when he tried to correct you. You rejected him and you turned your back on him. When you said, that I wanted to take crack one more time. You rejected him when you wanted to go out there and commit adultery one more time. But that one time was your last time, because the bridegroom stepped in, married the bride, amen, praise God, and closed the door. For he said, watch therefore, amen, for ye know neither the day nor the hour. Hallelujah, amen, praise God, when the Son of Man cometh. Amen, for the kingdom of heaven is it's literally coming, amen, down, amen, and we got to make ourselves ready. I want to be the five wise. I don't want to be, amen, the five foolish. I don't want to sin against God anymore. I stand in repentance. I go forth in joy. I come forth, amen, praise God, knowing that God is able to do everything but save. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What are you going to do today, saints? It's almost up. God is soon to come. Don't be, amen, like the five foolish. They didn't get in. The door was closed. What are you going to do today, saints? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What are you going to do today, saints? What are you going to do when it's your hour, when it's your time? When you lay on the bed, amen, praise God, and you never wake up, what are you going to do? What are you going to say to God at that time? Be like the five wise. Praise God. Now, amen, praise God. We're going to go, amen, into the Lord's Supper. Amen, praise God. And I give God the glory. Praise God for the word. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, praise God. For, amen, truly, amen, praise God. It's good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Truly, God is good. Amen, praise God. While we're making preparations, praise God. Praise God. I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood. So that the world can't do me no harm. You need to stay under the blood. You need to stay under the blood. You need to stay under the blood, oh, so the world can't do you no harm. Under the blood, under the blood. Jesus' blood, under the blood, Jesus' blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. One of the things that we do, we take bread, amen, and we break it in the Lord's Supper as often as we come together. Amen. Praise God. So I want to get straight to that. Amen. Out of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Starting at verse 24, amen, through 25. Amen. Praise God. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Amen. This do in remembrance of me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You might take your bread right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And after the same manner, also he took the cup. Amen. Okay. Praise God. And after the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it and remember from me. You may take in man and drink now. Under the blood, Jesus' blood, under the blood, Jesus' blood, we're going to stay under the blood. Father God, as we close the service out tonight, amen, praise God, today, praise God, thank you, Jesus. My mind is on tonight. Praise God. Amen. I want to thank you. Amen. Praise God. Ask you to watch over us while we absent one from another. Continue to strengthen us. Amen. And continue to get the glory out of our lives. Amen. Praise God. And protect us. Amen. As we go down the dangerous highways. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless.